This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear more of my conversation with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. Don and I discussed several pieces of state legislation earlier this week, including House Bill 5688. The bill, which has been referred to as common sense legislation, would permit trucks 65 feet in length to use all roads in Illinois. Don says this bill is critical to the trucking industry because 65 feet is the average length of trucks seen on the road today.
House Bill 5688 is sponsored by Representative Dan Beiser of Alton. And what it basically says is that the bill would make all roads in Illinois accessible to trucks up to 65 foot in overall length. This is important because right now Illinois is probably one of the few states left in the country that limits trucks on local roads to 55-foot in wheelbase. Right now, the standard size trailer is 53-foot. And if you put a limitation out there that we have now, technically most of those modern-day trailers cannot use local roads. And unfortunately, in some counties of Illinois, it's very strictly enforced, and it doesn't make any economic sense. We have had a special hearing in the House Transportation Committee last week. And at that hearing, we had lawmakers who heard testimony from truckers who basically said that this is what's used out there right now. You know, livestock trailers, grain trailers, these types of trailers that are on these local roads, that's what the farmers need and that's what others need to be able to make pickups and deliveries. A large number of the committee members were very much engaged in the discussion during the hearing on the bill last week. And they come out straightforward and say this is only common sense legislation and that they need to move ahead on it. So what we're hoping is to, we've had the hearing, now we can get some movement on the bill. There are others out there who say, well, the trucks are too long. But the people who want to use these trucks are the people who live on these local roads. The roads aren't going to be used for shortcuts or anything like that. This is because of the fact that, hey, a farmer needs that access, a fertilizer dealer needs that access, a quarry needs that access, and this bill responds to it.
Another issue we discussed was the legalizing of medicinal marijuana in Illinois. While it's legal to use if you have a prescription, that's not the case for truck drivers.
This is a law that Illinois is one of 22 states that have legalized the use of medical marijuana. It has been done, I think, through more than a painstaking process to legalize it and then also to make it accessible to those who have a prescription to use medical marijuana. But there's a big if there. If you drive a truck, basically, the use of medical marijuana does not apply to you. The problem here is that federal law supersedes state law. Even though the state says the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes with a prescription is legal, the federal law outright bans the use of marijuana. So if you're driving a truck, the bottom line is don't even think about using medical marijuana because it's illegal. Perfect way to knock you out of the truck. So, and it's a friendly reminder, and the only reason why we're doing that is because we have heard from quite a few people recently who have called up with questions. There are issues with glaucoma, side effects from chemotherapy, these types of situations where the use of medical marijuana could be used. But we always put the big if there, because if you drive a truck, don't even think about it. I mean, if it's important to you and it's part of your treatment, then might as well take yourself out of the truck, because the federal law, which bans the use of marijuana, supersedes any medical use on the state level.
Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. In other news, the Litchfield and Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce Agribusiness Committee is having a pork patty fundraiser this Friday, tomorrow, at the parking lot of McKay Napa Auto Parts in Litchfield. The Agribusiness Scholarship Fund currently has 22 sponsors and offers scholarships to high school students each school year. Don Piesel, director of the Litchfield Chamber, said this is an annual event that allows both chambers to work together and support local students.
It's an annual event in Litchfield, and then we do it again 6 months later in Hillsboro. So we do combine the two chambers, which we both welcome that opportunity. And we work and raise funds at the agribusiness pork patty sale for the scholarships that we hand out, or the chambers give out yearly. And that's a very good cause. That will be taking place on May 27th. It's a Friday. In Litchfield at the McKay Napa Auto Parts parking lot. So come by, support 100% of the proceeds go towards the agribusiness scholarship that we give out every year. So support the kids.
Sandwiches are $3 each or $5 for pork patty, chips, and a drink. And a special congratulations to this year's agribusiness scholarship recipient, Dominic Rupert from Nokomis. Taking a look at national ag news, Monsanto will reject the $62 billion bid from Bayer and seek a higher price. Monsanto company officials say they believe a deal with the German-based Bayer could get antitrust and regulatory approval. That means a deal is not out of the question. However, the Monsanto board of directors says the current offer is incomplete and financially inadequate. Bayer will have to decide if it wants to raise its bid in the face of shareholder criticism that the $122 per share price tag is already too high. Other options for Bayer include walking away from the deal or mounting a hostile takeover bid. Bayer said Monday it would finance the bid with a combination of debt and equity. The Monsanto board of directors has not set a timeline for further discussion with Bayer. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.